This is a production of Cornell University.
I'd like to call this meeting to order at 5:33. So yes, we have quite a bit on the agenda, some exciting stuff going on. So we'll go ahead and get started. So first on the agenda, we have roll call. So if our clerk can please do roll call, I can also share my screen if that is helpful. Let me get that going for you. I did have it ready.
I have it pulled up too if you want.
I found it. There we go. But thank you very much.
There we go. So starting with Arts and Humanities, Paul Vinhage.
Here.
All right. Hannah Cole. Stephanie Lopez.
Here.
Martique Chatterjee.
Here.
Madeline Keefe. Tim is not here. Casey Laurent.
Here.
Jordan Dotzel.
Here.
Cody Buell.
Here.
Emery Tomlin.
Here.
Matt Schaffler.
Here.
Heidi Zhu.
Here.
Matthew Sturgeon.
Here.
Allison Bergerano.
Here.
Jason Cole.
Here.
Ryan Maloney.
Here.
Marvin Wang.
I think Marvin graduated.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Meredith Welch.
Here.
Hannah Bidigar Curtis.
Sorry, I'm here.
Okay. Ruth Barankovich. Karina Barris.
She should be getting here a little later, I think. I think she has a class conflict.
Mila Kuntar.
Here.
Catherine's not here. And Ethan Cole.
Okay. Thank you very much. So I'll go ahead and stop sharing. Let's see, Jen, I'm glad you made it to the meeting. I just saw your email. And Jen, welcome to our meeting. Our first part of the meeting will be presentations. For those of you wondering, we will postpone our minutes because we received them after we had sent out the agenda. And according to our bylaws, you need to have that 24 hours prior. So we will approve the minutes next time. So we'll move on with presentations. And we have the director of the Big Red Barn, our beloved Jen Forbes, here to talk about what's happening at the Big Red Barn nowadays. So thanks for coming, Jen.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Andy, and for everyone for attending tonight. I really appreciate the time. And the idea here is that you get a chance to hear a little bit about updates, what we've been doing in the barn, what we're working toward, and more importantly, I've gotten a large request for my dog to join us for a couple of seconds, that being the most important update apparently. So I'm gonna not talk for too long, and then I will I'll let you all say hello to my old grumpy dog. So I'm gonna share my screen quickly. I just have this fast PowerPoint just so I can go through a couple of little updates that I thought y'all might want to know about. First being just some program past, some of the things we've been working on since we've gone remote. We moved our trivia remote. We have had a couple of other programs that I just review a little bit. Our workshop from home program was intended to be grad students that wanted to like present something to their peers, like a cooking class or any type of class or anything that passion or interest that they have. We didn't get a ton of people to sign up for that, so if that's something anyone's interested in, let me know. We did also some board game nights that were not as popular. We had two virtual walking groups, which were very popular, where students walked on their own time logged miles, and then had a chance to connect with other students about cool paths that they took, places they hiked, things like that. And we did 7 weeks of programming for new student orientation. And some of the programs that we did are listed here. We pushed those out really mostly to the new students as opportunities for them to get to know other people, but they were also available to returning students as well on our website. But this was a large push for, like I said, the new student population to get to know grad students from other areas or even from their own programs. Some students came with students from their programs. Some things to look forward to that we have continuing. We're gonna be announcing some of these coming up really soon, so watch for those. We're doing sustainability cooking class, and we're gonna do some voting on Instagram ahead of time with some ingredients. And then my sustainability fellow is gonna come up with a recipe based off the ingredients that win the Instagram votes. So if you don't already follow us on Instagram, that would be a great thing to do before that program starts. We have a program for students with families getting announced soon. So it may be students with partners or kids. So that's coming soon. Our Tuesday trivia has been the most popular thing, which I am sure that folks wouldn't be surprised by, obviously continuing the great trivia that we've been doing in person. And we've changed that. We're now doing a themed trivia every third Tuesday of the month. And so tomorrow is 90s night, excuse me. For example, and our Pokemon trivia that was this last month was also really popular. So if anyone had a chance to attend that. Our game nights, I'm gonna do a little poll coming up on an upcoming slide, so I'll leave that for now. And then we postponed two programs, a paint night and our chocolate like tasting and history night. And we're gonna be redoing those when it's safe for me to distribute the materials at the barn. So those should be coming soon. So watch for advertisements on those. We had our first draw something competition in Mandarin, and we're doing another one of those coming up in a week and a half or 2 weeks, the beginning of October. So if that's something that you like to participate in, if that's a language you speak or you wanna brush up on skills, that's a really fun group to get involved in. And we started last week our morning write-ins on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we're doing a supportive virtual write-in group. For folks that are interested in writing or grading or reading or something with another group of people that are interested in doing the same, and just to have a quiet time to do that, but to know that there's a time and place for it and to connect again with other students to share your goals and have a good support system. And also coming soon, we're gonna be doing a program to showcase graduate student artwork. So we have done in-person art shows, and we're trying to sort out a new plan for that that kind of changes that we won't be in person together. So that is coming soon as well. So I mentioned the game night idea. So I'd love some feedback on this if folks are interested. I'm gonna put a poll up. So we have a couple of thoughts here on things we could do. We're currently doing a game night every Thursday, and I'd love to know your thoughts. Would you be more interested in attending a game night on Thursday with whoever comes, which is what we're doing? Attending on a Monday or Wednesday? Do you like attending with a team that you put together ahead of time? So similar to our trivia that we would be playing with other teams. Do you like having the opportunity to book a game night for maybe your club or organization or your academic department and win prizes, and we would give out prizes for those participants? Or do you not really wanna do a game night? You're sick of being on Zoom, it isn't your thing. You don't really like games. This is one of the things we want to get feedback on to know what the group is most interested in. So thank you all for voting and participating. I had a feeling a couple people might be done with Zoom or maybe just not into game nights. Okay, and about four people left to vote. See what else, if anybody else has any thoughts. Okay, so looks like I'm done with Zoom is the number one, followed up by Thursday nights or booking a game night for a club or organization or academic department. So, okay, good to know, awesome. I'll share those quick just so you all can see. Okay, and then we'll move on to the next slide. So, Moving forward, just quickly for programming announcements and for opening announcements, this is what we've been doing, and I just wanted to share with you how folks would find out about kind of what's going on in the barn moving forward. So of course, we're continuing with our newsletter, sharing whatever events we have coming up. On social media, we're utilizing Facebook and Instagram. Where appropriate, we're using the graduate school newsletter. We don't want to put everything in that newsletter because then that's our newsletter, but select programs or things that we really want to highlight and get attention to more folks, we're adding to that newsletter as well. So you may see some things there. And if you're part of the Law Vet or Johnson School, those folks have access to all the events we're doing as well and can share those out with their schools. If folks are not getting the newsletter or not seeing information about what's going on in the barn, of course, I can put my email in the chat. Please let me know and we can add folks that are not on or find out what's going on and why they're not getting information. Last but not least for me, I put a survey together on programming moving forward. This was in our last newsletter. If you already took it from the last newsletter, it's the same one. I'm closing this on the 5th of October, so I'm going to leave this up for a minute while we take questions or ideas. If folks want to use the QR code to get to the survey, I basically want to know, like, what events do you want to move forward? What do you already know about that we're doing? What don't you know about that we're doing? Any feedback for us so that we can tailor this experience to what you all want. If we're really not hitting the mark, we want to know that. If what we're doing and we're really on point with where we need to be, then we'll continue doing what we're doing. So we just want a little more feedback to know where you all are at with that. So I'm going to leave that up for another minute, but I just wanted to see if there's any questions or comments or anything else people have that they want to bring forward.
Thanks, Jen. For this, we'll start a speakers list. So if you can use the raise hand feature on Zoom, you can find that through participants and wait for Alexa to call on you and then you will have the floor. So if you have a question or a comment for Jen, we do have a couple of here. So Alexa, if you can do the speakers list, please.
Yeah, so I saw Mila first.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just posted in the chat that I think this is maybe a personal and like knowing like friends that we do miss GTFs. So maybe it could be nice. I think if you want a lot of people coming, it could be something that replaced that. So maybe earlier or like, I don't know, but I think that would be nice. So you just don't miss the people that usually go to the barn and then you just continue having that audience. So I was like, maybe it doesn't have to be Thursdays because like, I don't know, I think a lot of people on Thursdays also like have a lot of to work and like, you know, the other next day is it's Friday. So so I think it would be nice for you not to lose the audience that you have already or you used to have in the barn. So maybe you can like do things. And I think that the idea of like winning prizes and awards, and of course that you cannot, you know, deliver $1 beer to everybody's house, but to have that a sense of community that the Fridays was our day, you know, at the barn. So I don't know, it's just an idea, but thank you.
Okay, so Friday, for game night to move potentially to Friday in the slot that we would have done TGIF is what you're saying?
Yes. Game night or something else. I don't know. Okay. Like it doesn't have mm-hmm. to be game night, but like I do feel that the barn should have something that day at the same time or like maybe a little bit earlier that it used to have. And mostly because winter is coming and sunset is gonna be like what 4 PM. So
yeah, way too early, whatever time it is, yes.
Exactly. So I think it would be nice to have something that you say, okay, I'll stop, because the idea of GTF like yeah, the Friday at the barn, it was like to stop studying and go to the barn and see friends. So if you can replace that either with a game night or with another event, I think would be nice.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Ariel, did you still want to ask your question or?
No, I was just asking for the link for the survey to be added to the chat. Thanks.
Oh, perfect. Those are the only questions I saw, so.
I just added the, I added it to everyone in the waiting room, not to everyone in the meeting. That's not helpful. I just added the link if you wanted to just link directly from that and not the QR code to the survey. So if folks have stuff they don't want to bring up here, I totally understand. Or if you think of something later, or if you have friends in, you know, your grad departments or something that are really passionate, have a lot of feedback, please, I'm going to put the link to that survey again in our newsletter this Friday. It's the same link that you all are getting now that we had before. So please feel free to pass that along. I'm happy to hear what other feedback, and I also put my email in the chat. So if anyone wants to email with thoughts or ideas, we just want to provide what, you know, is going to be most useful. And, you know, I'm hearing in some places do more, in some places we're sick of Zoom. So it's hard to know where we want. So we're kind of trying to do a combination of as many things as possible to vary interests, to get students doing things outside of Zoom. And then maybe just the Zoom is a quick check-in, like the walking program. So we're trying some different things, but if folks have heard of interesting things other places or have ideas, please let me know. And if we have 2 seconds, I will go grab the dog. If this is really, apparently this was of interest to people. They wanted pictures of my dog and I'm like, well, I'm home. So she's sitting right here. So I'll go grab her so you can all say hi. So this is my grumpy pug, Eloise. She is 14 years old. You're getting claps, honey. She coughs a lot because she has bronchitis. So I apologize, but she is an old lady dog, but she loves meeting new people. So I'm sure if she saw you in person, she would love meeting all of you. So she loves GPSA. That's her. I'm sure that is plenty for people. If you like dogs, I apologize for that little intermission. But so again, if you have anything, please feel free to be in touch with questions, comments. We really want to hear what you guys all have for suggestions and provide whatever it is you're looking for.
Thanks, Jen. At the last meeting, we were able to see her in pictures, and now we get to see her in video. So
yeah, it's so much more exciting. She's not so not as charismatic in person with the coughing. She's much better in a post picture, but she's a pretty cool lady, I gotta say. Oh, there she is coming for y'all. So it's great, right? It's such a delight to have that. All right, thank you again for having me, and have a great rest of your meeting.
Thank you so much, Jen. Take care. Okay, perfect. So Jen did leave her information there in case you do want to reach out. And now I will pass the floor to Alexa, who has some instructions for division breakout. And welcome to all of our new members who are joining us for the first time. In case you missed our meeting last week, we're happy to have you here. So Alexa, do we have the link for sign in?
Sorry, 1 second.
Opening link, I guess?
Yeah, 1 sec. I always try to make it like the smaller link, so I should do that like before, but you know, that would be smart.
Mm-hmm. No worries. So usually during this part of the meeting, we caucus into our own divisions and have discussions about certain topics. Through Zoom, we haven't done that. But maybe in the future meetings, the new executive team will be able to do that. But for now, it's just the sign-in form. So we'll give you guys a couple of minutes to click on the link that Alexa just posted on the chat. And this will be our way of knowing that you came to our meeting. And also, if this is your first time here, to get you on all the appropriate listservs. So we'll give you guys a couple of minutes to sign in before we move on to the next part of the meeting.
I just want to say real quick that if you don't know what a tier 3 or 4 organization is, you probably don't have to worry about that question. So just mark no.
Okay. If you need more time, you can finish that later, but be sure to submit it before the end of tonight. That way we can have your information for all the right reasons. Okay. So now I'd like to move on to the next part of our meeting. And this is probably the most exciting part. And it's our elections. So as some of you may be aware, or for those of you who weren't in the GPSA last year, myself, Alexa, and Taylor were the current executive board, but we decided that it would be in the best interest of the GPSA to extend our terms because of everything of COVID and of everything else that was going on. So officially our terms and the resolution that we wrote to extend our terms, it finished, our terms finished at the end of September. So now it is time to elect a new executive team. And this is a very exciting time for the GPSA because we not only will be getting a new executive team, but we will also be getting a new dean of the graduate school and dean of students. So it's a unique opportunity to completely revamp the GPSA and to load it with new energy and fresh faces. So if that is interesting to you, or if you're interested in running, now is the time. And there are plenty of other ways to get involved. So if you want to get involved in other ways, do reach out to the GPSA executive team or the committee chairs, and they will let you know how to get involved. So with that, I officially start the election process. And the way that we're going to do this is Alexa and I will be alternating describing each position. We will be voting for president, executive vice president of operations, vice president of communications, and that's the executive board. And then we will also vote if there's any interest for appropriations chair and a voting member for Masters of Engineering. If we don't have anyone running for those, then we will keep extending that to the next meetings until we do have someone running for those positions. So we'll start off with the descriptions of the positions, and then we will open it up for nominations. And then that person will accept the nomination or not, and then explain a little bit about why they're interested in the position. And then we vote. And the Office of the Assemblies has a system in place where we're going to vote electronically. If you are a field rep or a voting member, you are allowed to vote. Okay, perfect. So we'll start off with the presidency and what does that entail? So the president is, that's my current position now. It is the main representative for the Graduate Professional Student Assembly, for graduate professional students. We deal with the administration and any issues that come forth. We chair these types of meetings, and we also convey resolutions that we pass in the assembly to the president. We are technically the spokesperson of the GPSA, and it gets you in a lot of the conversations on campus that are closed doors. So it's a super exciting position to be in. You learn a lot. It does require some time and dedication. It lists 15 to 30 hours, and I would say that would be accurate, but it's also what you put into it. So now I would like to open it up for any nominations for president. You can nominate someone else who you believe will become the next GPSA president, or you can nominate yourself. I'm choosing not to run for a second term. So Now, do we have any nominations for president?
Do we have to raise our hands or can we just speak?
Oh, that's a great question. If you could raise your virtual hand, that would be great. Okay, Stephanie.
Yes. I would like to nominate David Dunham.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. David, do you accept the nomination?
I will accept the nomination.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. Do we have any other nominations for president? Calling once. Calling twice. Okay, it doesn't appear that we have any more nominations for the position of president. So now we're gonna vote for each position individually. So we'll start with the president. So, but before we do that, David, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in the position?
Sure, so hope everyone can hear me all right. I have like two monitors, so I might be looking a little bit back and forth. Anyway, so my name is David Dunham. I'm a sixth year PhD candidate in the Department of German Studies. And currently I'm serving as field representative for my department, and I would be grateful for the opportunity to serve the GPSA as president for this year. Previously, I participated regularly in the GPSA as a field representative over two consecutive years, during which time I've gained some extensive observations of the operations of the assembly, as well as an appreciation for its impact on the graduate community. As president, I would bring to the table several years of leadership experience in organizations on and off campus. Before coming to Cornell, I served for 2 years as a mid-level manager at an educational startup, where I implemented some initiatives focused on improving the experiences of international students coming to America. And at Cornell, I've served several years as a writing tutor at the English Language Support Office, where I work to develop some new resources for the program and expand awareness of the office's services around campus. So based on these experiences, I strongly believe that this assembly can protect and advocate for the students of all its students, as long as we strive to work together in a common cause. So lastly, I acknowledge that this executive position comes with some important responsibilities, and if given the opportunity to serve you, I promise to lead fairly, impartially, and respectfully so that I can represent the interests of all graduate students and professional students at Cornell. And I will try to magnify the trust placed in me and follow my duties in this office in as dignified manner without any fear or favor. So I see many of us, myself included, are still quite new to the GPSA. So I'll try to use this opportunity to work together with all students across campus so that we can all achieve the community that we all want to see. So thank you, and I'd be humbly grateful for your vote.
Thank you so much, David. So now we'd like to open up the floor for the GPSA to see if there's any questions for David. This is part of the process. So are there any questions? Please use your raise hand feature. And Alexa will call on you and give you the floor. Going once, going twice. We do have a question from Ariel. Alexa, I'm sorry, I got excited.
It's okay.
Hi, thanks so much for that great introduction to yourself. I'm just wondering what your top priorities are going to be as GPSA president.
So I think that in terms of top priorities, I think the biggest priority is that we find a way to get more people involved at the committee level so that, and I think that part of the way to do that is not just to try to get as many people, just trying to get as many people as we in as possible, but I think that it's important for us to use our size to our advantage to try to coordinate the committees to work in a way where we can have some really fundamental achievements together, even if it's a smaller number of achievements. And I think that this year, the biggest priority is going to be dealing with the coronavirus and the implications of what is the inevitable reopening or a potential reopening, especially in the spring semester. I know that there are currently a lot of issues that, in terms of health and safety, that a lot of graduate students are expressing concern about. And I think it's important right now for those concerns to find its way into the GPSA so that we can pass resolutions on whatever that may be. So I think that would be the biggest priority now. And then secondly, trying to get people more involved, including field representatives at the committee level. So I think I'll leave it at that for now.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. So now, this is the first time that we do this, so I don't really know what to expect, but I believe the Office of the Assemblies has a program called Mentimeter, and I will let them take over so we can officially vote for the president.
Yay, so now it's my turn. Okay, so yes, we have Mentimeter. So I have a link that I'm gonna put in chat, and I'm gonna cross my fingers that this works because this is the first time I've physically done it. Gina did it before. We used this process for the employee assembly internal elections. So as you can see, we only have one option, but if y'all could go there and vote and then I will make it official. I don't know how long you want for votes, Andy.
Thank you. We'll give them a minute. And remember, if you are a field rep or a voting member, you can vote.
And Andy, if I can just, you can still vote no to, it's not like you're forced to vote. There still needs to be a certain number, I suppose, like a threshold number of votes even. So if you don't want to vote for me anyway, you can still, I think, hit option two. So I won't be offended. I appreciate your vote either way. Yeah.
Thank you for that reminder. I think technically.
Can I change option two to the other guy? Is that
we can not him, that. Not David.
Not him.
We can say that that's the no confidence column. Okay, so 10 more seconds to put in your vote. And we can close the voting process. Wendy, do we have the results?
We do have the results. By a vote of unanimous vote, David, congratulations. You are now the GPSA president.
Thank you very much. And thank you all for voting.
Congratulations, David. I see some virtual hands here. So traditionally speaking, at this point in the meeting, I cease to be your president. It's been a pleasure, and I'm virtually handing over the gavel to David, who will do a fantastic job for us. So there you go. The Office of the Assemblies will get you your own in due time. So the meeting is now officially yours. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you. Before I continue, I believe we still have to do elections for the remaining positions, and I don't actually have the position descriptions in front of me. Do you have that?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and chime in, and I'll send you the list of positions we need.
Okay, if you could please do that now. I do not have that open in front of me, so.
Yes, but Nexus is, and we'll be describing. Alex and I will be doing the descriptions. So we'll be chiming in back and forth. So next we have Executive Vice President. So Alex, if you can take over with the description, please.
Hi, yeah, so the Executive Vice President is kind of the second in command to the President, and we work really closely together. Some of the responsibilities include setting the agenda, maintaining membership, and that includes like maintaining attendance and like, maintaining records of like who is a field representative, who's a voting member, et cetera. You're also in charge of sending out the meeting information and the agenda through Sendy. And you're also in charge of the executive committee, which is the executive board. And you basically schedule meetings usually once a week and set the agenda for those as well to talk about various GPSA related issues.
Okay, so I believe now, is there a nomination for the position of Executive Vice President?
I would like to nominate Nicola Dane for the position of Executive Vice President.
Okay, Nicola, do you accept this nomination?
I do accept.
Okay, great. So, Andy, I believe we offer any other nominations first before, or should we have Nicola say a few words first?
That is correct. We'll keep asking for nominations.
Okay, are there any other nominations for the role of Executive Vice President? Okay, seeing none, Nicola, would you like to say a few words about yourself and why you're running?
Thank you, David. So I'm a PhD student in genetics, genomics, and development. This is my first year as a field rep in the GPSA. Before this, I haven't had many leadership positions at Cornell, but before this, I was the chief executive officer of an ambulance in Manhattan. And at Columbia University, I also represented all the international students at the student assembly. So going off of that experience, I thought that I could kind of bring the experience with those roles into the GPSA at Cornell. I feel very strongly about advocating for graduate students, particularly, you know, during the times of COVID, as you had mentioned earlier. So I look forward to this new challenge. And I think that because I'm early on in my career as a graduate student, I'm going to have quite a lot of free time to dedicate to the GPSA and to furthering our goals.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions for Nicola? Let me see. Okay, seeing none, we should now move on to the voting stage. Andy, I'm not sure, are we going to send out another link now, or?
I believe the Office of the Assemblies.
Yes, Office of Assemblies.
Yeah, it's basically the same link, but yep. I have reset the results, so I will post the link again just in case anyone needs it.
Okay.
There it is.
So I'll give about a minute or so for everyone to cast their vote. Okay, does anyone need any more time? Okay, so I guess could we please hear the results of the vote?
Yes, by a vote of 37-1. Nicola, you are now the GPSA Executive Vice President for the 2020-2021 term. Congratulations.
Okay, congratulations, Nicola. I look forward to working with you.
Likewise, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, our next position is the Office of the Vice President of Operations. Andy, could you please read the description?
Yes, thank you very much. So the Vice President of Operations is charged with the operations and staffing of committees for our internal and external committees. So they appoint certain graduate and or professional students to these committees. And they are also in charge of updating the GPSA charter, the bylaws, and other relevant documents. For those of you who received our meeting summary, our previous Vice President of Operations worked on condensing the charter and the bylaws into an onboarding document. And yes, they are third in command, and things that helps with being in this position is to have a large networking in order to know people who might be interested in certain committees. So yes, that is the description for Vice President of Operations.
And I guess if I can add, I guess it's a very important role also from my position, so that I obviously can't be involved in every committee. So it's important for whoever occupies this office to be in regular contact with me so that I can be informed about everything that's going on. Okay. Okay, are there any nominations for the VP of Operations? Don't see any raised hands. Okay, so it seems that we have this position will have to remain vacant for the time being. I believe that we can return to this election in the next meeting if anyone would like to come forward, or if you'd like to consider pursuing this position, please get in contact with myself or anyone else on the executive committee, and we can try to explain what that position might entail. So. Please, I hope that you will all give it this some consideration, and this position is open to anyone in the GPSA, even if you are not currently a voting member. So just want to send a reminder about that. Okay. So what's next? I believe next we have the Vice President of Communications. Andy, could you please read that description?
I will actually hand over the floor to Alexa, who
okay. That
was the very first position on the GPSA. On the executive, so she's more aware of what goes on there than I do.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Vice President of Communications is in charge of all things communications, as the title suggests. That includes maintaining our social media presence, sending out a meeting summary after each meeting so that people can like read through it and kind of jot down what happened. It also includes, speaking with other groups on campus and maintaining the GPSA presence on campus. So that may be with the undergrads or with other, the employee assembly, et cetera. So it's basically in charge of, showing everyone that the GPSA exists and making sure that people know what's going on with the GPSA.
Right, and a very important position, I think, in these times where communication has been so utterly transformed. So thank you. Are there any nominations, or I guess I should say, are there any questions about this position or what the responsibilities entail? If anyone has questions about it. Okay, are there any nominations? I see Kavya, is your hand up? You have the floor?
I was gonna self-nominate. I didn't drag anyone to do the nomination for me.
Okay, we'll begin with you. So you're, Kavya has nominated herself. Are there any other nominations? Okay, Kavya, would you care to share a little bit about yourself and why you're running?
I'm Kavya Krishnan, she, her pronouns, and I'm a fourth year PhD student in soil and crop science. I've been with the GPSA for 3 years now, first as a voting member in the life sciences division, then as co-chair of the Diversity and International Student Committee, and I decided that I wanted to run for VP Comp this year. I've had leadership positions in different organizations across Cornell, from their Graduate Women in Science, to currently the Graduate and Professional Students International. So I've had quite a bit of experience with working around Cornell and Cornell administration.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions for Kavya? Okay, let's, Andy, was that a hand or no?
It's a silly question. I was going to ask if Kavya was going to make it a TikTok for the GPSA.
I'm going to go with no.
Well, I think they would always be welcome. Yeah, create a WeChat group maybe would help too. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I'm okay. Also for like collected pets that we put on TikTok, but I don't think I'm doing
it. Wouldn't hurt
for that.
I'm open to all channels. I'm very impartial to whether it's US or any other country. Okay, any other questions for Kavya? Okay, let's go into the voting round now, if we could.
Yep, there's the link. I have reset it yet again. So,
okay.
And Kavya, if you do a TikTok channel for cats and pets and stuff, I have a cat that's more than friendly and would love to be a part of it.
Oh, I mean, I have no problem collating videos and publishing it, like, I don't know, a Cornell pet channel or something. I'm just refusing to get in front of the camera.
Okay, you have 1 minute. If you haven't submitted your vote already.
By the way, I'm not actually timing the minute, so I hope.
I know I'm timing it right now. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Wonderful.
Sorry if I'm taking too long here.
No. Okay, I didn't know if I was supposed to be doing that as well or not. I'm just
it's coming. It's okay. No, I'm timing it. Yeah. Does anyone need any more time? Okay. Could we please see the results?
All right, by a vote of 33-1, Kavya, congratulations. You are now the GPSA Vice President of Communications for this term.
Okay, congratulations, Kavya.
Thank you.
Looking forward to working with you as well. Next, we have the Appropriations Chair. Andy, can you please read that description?
Of course. So yes, the Appropriations Chair deals with aspects of the graduate and professional student activity fee, and that's the $40 or so that we pay each semester. On a byline funded year, which was last year, the appropriations chair is super busy, but this is not one of those years. So this position is gonna be more relaxed now. It will mainly entail signing off on expense reports for the certain committees if they spent any money, and just knowing how much money we have in the GPSA budget. This will also come in hand if there's ever a need to donate money to the Access Fund. It's important to know how much money we have and how much money we can donate and things like that. So that's for this year, it's a fairly low obligation.
If I may ask a question to you, Andy, so I believe one of the reasons that this was considered like a busy position in the past was that there was a reform to the appropriations process, I think a few years back. And I think that's how I think a lot of people, especially if you're here as a field representative, how you've been in contact with the GPSA, if you're here because you also need certain funding from your organization, right? So it seems we have a question in the chat. Is the appropriations chair a part of the executive committee? And I believe the answer to that is no, this is a committee chair, right? That so is it is true. So we've already exhausted the executive committee up until, I believe, the position that Kavya now is holding, right? And now we're into the committee, open committee positions, okay?
Yes, exactly. Okay. A super important committee. I know that the predecessor, he went on job interviews, and this is one of the things that they asked him about. People were super interested, so super useful on the CV.
Yeah, it's incredibly important for a whole host of organizations around campus, and I think it's important to know that you are not alone in this job. We're all working together to try to help out this role. And so I hope it doesn't seem too daunting, but it's also a great opportunity from what I've heard. So, okay, are there any nominations? or question, or I should ask, sorry, are there any further questions about the this position? Okay, seeing none, are there any nominations? Okay, seeing no nominations, I believe this position will have to remain vacant again until our next meeting. I hope that you will all consider again this this position and coming in contact with me or anyone else on the executive committee if you have questions or interests or you know someone who might be interested. Even if they're not currently a member of GPSA, we would like to hear from you. Okay. So moving on to the next position. Andy, I believe we need to consider a Master's of Engineering voting member. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so, go ahead.
So if there's any Master's of Engineering grad student here that would like to run for that position, this gives you full voting rights. Preferably, you must be a Master's of Engineering student.
Yeah, and if you're a new field representative, then this does not mean that your department has to send another person to be a field rep. You're also representing your field at the same time you're a voting member. Okay, any questions about this responsibility if you are a Master's of Engineering student? And okay, are there any nominations? Okay, I see none, so this position will also remain vacant for the time being. Okay. I see no other positions that are open for consider for elections. So before we move on, I think that we should give a kind of round of applause to all the outgoing members of the GPSA who have held executive positions and committee positions in the past. Please give a little round of applause if you could, or use your reaction thing.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you. So
David, this is Wendy again. Sorry, I don't have my camera on because I have people walking behind me and all this stuff. It's dinner time here. Sure. There is actually still a physical sciences representative vacancy.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Filled. Yes.
Okay, sorry. So one more. So there is
one more. But this one, we don't traditionally vote all in the assembly. This one goes, it's just a reminder for the physical science division that they need to elect a rep. From physical science, and they will do that internally. The Master's of Engineering, we do vote that in assembly, but all our own divisions, we vote those internally. But thank you for reminding us, Wendy. So yes,
you're very welcome.
There's a physical science rep, voting member that is still vacant. Well, if you're a field rep now, you want to be in physical science, you want to be a voting member, there's your chance. And then you can just email the new exec, letting them know, preferably Nick, letting them know you're the new physical science rep, voting member. Thank you.
Right, thank you for that reminder. Okay, so.
Sorry, can I just ask a quick question?
Sure, Cody, you have the floor.
Thank you. Given that we haven't been doing sort of traditional division breakouts lately, I'm not sure what the best way to sort of get interest and go about sort of a voting process for this type of thing. So is there any, I don't know that there's necessarily one particular person who would have the expertise in this because this situation is somewhat unprecedented. But I just kind of wanted to call attention to that, that it's a bit unusual. So I guess anyone who is interested in that should maybe reach, or has any questions, should maybe reach out to the other physical sciences voting members.
Yeah, so actually this raises a question that I was just about to ask Andy, since I was not involved in GPSA as the corona began breaking out, which is that we have not been doing the division breakout in any subgroups on Zoom, have we, in the past? Because I believe that there is a way that we can pre-assign people into breakout rooms, and has that ever been tried yet?
I can't raise my hand as a host, so I apologize for.
Go ahead. Yeah. In. So you can jump in. Yeah.
There is a way, yes, that we can set up breakout rooms for the people that are in those. It would just, I would need to know or work. I can work with Nicola and whoever VP Ops is as to who are supposed to be in what breakout rooms for the divisions. So, but yeah, we can preset that, and that's not a problem.
I think that this could be an ideal solution if we can preset the the Zoom breakout rooms with the division voting members plus the field representatives who we know are actively participating, so we make sure that at least we get most people into the right divisions, and then if anyone is new, we can kind of sort that out, and maybe we can find a way to put them into the right breakout room that way. I think this would be the ideal way, because we do need to continue to have division breakouts. We can't just have people signing in, and this would help, I think, address Cody's concern here. So I think I'll try to work with that so that we can maybe set that up, because if there are no objections to that idea.
Can I just add something really quickly?
Go ahead.
Just background on why we haven't been doing that yet is just because there's been a lot of turnover, because usually at the beginning of the year, there's new field representatives.
Sure. But yes,
that was the plan originally, but we decided against that because of the field reps. But by the third meeting, we should have that set.
Okay, yeah, I think that we should implement this as soon as possible. I know that not everyone is going to be ready to start participating in the GPSA at the very beginning of the semester, but I think we can still at least get started with the people we know are here. We can maybe take a look at the list of seeing which field representatives have been coming these first two meetings at least. And I know there's always going to be people who are coming in for the first time in any particular meeting. So I think it'd be easier to work with them out on a case-by-case basis then. I agree. Yeah.
I have one suggestion. Sorry, go ahead.
Who's speaking, sorry?
I don't think I have the hand raise feature as well, but the GPSA does have a Slack channel. So if conversations outside of the GPSA meetings, that might be one way to discuss the voting of the new field reps, or the new voting members, Cody, to use that Slack channel.
So first of all, is everyone aware of the, I guess, what Slack is and the fact that there is a GPSA Slack channel? We can maybe send out instructions about how to find it. I think if you download Slack on your computer, you can find the GPSA, a channel. And then you can then continue the discussions in your division breakout groups remotely even after the meeting is over. And I think that would be another alternative. Yes, I thank you for reminding me. I think I was in one of those before. So, but someone else wanted to speak. Could you please either raise your hand or say your name?
Kavya,
go ahead.
The one thing I was going to say is that the same problem that Alexa mentioned, a lot of field reps or representatives of orgs don't stay the same throughout. So something like where people change their name to begin with their field on Zoom, mm-hmm. or even you have a form, Google form right at the start where people put in their fields might be a better suggestion. You can't assume that the same people would come every meeting. I feel like that would be...
I understand that. Yeah, so we would have to at least try to sort people out then to a certain extent as they're joining the meeting, and it wouldn't be automatic, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Actually, all right. Well, in the chat, Hannah has a very good suggestion of having people change their name to begin with their field, and then they could be sorted out easily. And that's something while you guys are doing role, even I can set up, or Nicola can set up as the EVP, the breakout rooms, and make sure that we assign people as they're coming into the meeting. So they're not preloaded in, but at least during the early part of the meeting, you know, when you guys are doing your roll call and even like approving minutes or whatever it might be, and if there's even a presentation, it gives a little more time and we can do it set up that way.
I think that that would be a good idea. Would we be willing then to try maybe experiment with this over next meeting as just remind people then as the meeting starts next time to change their, I guess their name, their title. I suppose you can do that while you're in the Zoom chat, right? Or in the, during the meeting. You don't have to do it before you join the meeting, correct?
Yeah, we could do it in during the meeting. So that's okay. What I'm saying is during the early parts of the meeting when roll call is being taken and if you're approving any minutes and if there's a presentation, that could be something that the EVP and even myself or our I'm happy to do it as well. I don't know if you, my role with being here in the Office of the Assemblies is I directly support the GPSA. So
okay.
I'm the person in the Office of the Assemblies that you'll come to if you have questions like with website stuff, yourself and the whole exec team, that sort of stuff. So I'm happy to do that as well while you guys are conducting business and kind of behind the scenes.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so maybe we could, if there are no objections to that, maybe we could try to do that next time and see if it's not too burdensome so that we can have the division breakouts as close to normally as we can. I see, was there a question in the chat about Slack is cornellgpsa.slack.com. Is there any way for someone who's an admin to send out an invite link here and to the GPSA link server? So Andy, you're giving a thumbs up. Is that a yes then? Okay. Okay, yes, we can do that. Okay, so I believe we need to move on. I think so we've now finished with the elections. And if there are no other questions, again, round of applause to all the people who have served and are continuing on, hopefully for bigger and brighter things. We shall now move on to the committee Q&A. And I think in given the circumstances of this, I'm going to call on the previous committee chairs. I think they're all the same in any case. So as I call on you, I will ask if there are any new updates. Okay. So first is the executive committee. I mean, obviously just started, so maybe I could call on Andy to say if you have anything to share.
This would be Alexa.
Alexa, now, sorry. Yeah.
And now Nick.
Alexa for now, next time Nick. Yeah.
Yeah, so I just posted this in the chat box, but I'll be compiling all of the information that we've received from the division breakouts at the first two meetings and give that over to you guys so you get an idea of what the membership is.
Okay, thank you. And any other news to share or is that all?
That's it.
Okay, thank you very much. Next is operations. I believe that position is vacant, or is there, yeah. And then communications. That was also vacant, I believe, yeah. So Kavya, next time will be you, right?
Next time, yep.
Next time, and then appropriations is also vacant. Next is finance.
Hi everyone, just another reminder that you can find all of the updated pandemic guidelines and the recent changes that we made to the guidelines when there was that vote before the semester started on the GPSAFC website, which I am posting in the chat, and that also has links on it for a quick start guide for how to use campus groups some other important things, such as the list of deadlines. So if anybody has any questions about that, or if anyone is interested in joining the Finance Commission, please reach out to me at arj66@cornell.edu. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions, I guess? Okay, seeing no questions, next we have, hold on, I have to open this up again. Student advocacy.
Yeah, hi everyone. The student advocacy committee isn't really up yet, but if you're interested in joining, please reach out to me at MC2548. And as the name suggests, it is advocating for grads across campus about anything and everything you want to advocate about for better grad academic and mental health. So this is a very important committee, and I will have to have a lot of representation on board. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Does anyone, especially new members, have any questions about this committee? Okay, great. Okay, and then as he posted it, the net ID into the chat, it's MC2548@Cornell. If you have any, if you're interested in joining, or if you have any questions. Okay. Next is diversity and international students.
So the new Diversity and International Students Committee chair is in Taiwan right now, so might have a little trouble coming up to the meetings right now.
Okay. But
we're having a building allyship event that's coming up. I'm going to check the exact date and time because it's now I'm blanking on it, but it's going to be on performative allyship. And the issues with it, how you can avoid falling into the trap. And we're going to have a great set of panelists. So definitely come for that if you can.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions for Kavya about that event or anything else?
Yeah, we don't have a fixed meeting time yet, but when we will try to get it out to you guys.
Yep, or just when we share our next meeting, then you can do that too. Okay, next is programming.
Hi, so the programming board is just kind of just now getting started, trying to plan out what we're gonna do for this year. It's still kind of up in the air, and we don't really know how we'll do it this year yet. But we are having a meeting on Wednesday at 3:30. If anyone is interested in joining, they can email me. I'll put the information in the chat. And that's pretty much all I have for right now.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions for Casey? Okay, next is the faculty awards.
Hi, yeah, not much of an update, but this is not really the time for the faculty awards to be too active. So I've been deliberating a lot with my cat and my chickens about the best things for us to do this fall. And so far they've just asked for rubs and more food. So that's the update. Please email me if you're interested. For those of you that weren't here last week for my description of what the faculty awards are, I guess I should give you that, which is each year we give out awards for, the GPSA gives out awards for mentorship, teaching and advising. And it is given to several different faculty members who are nominated by their, anyone who wants to nominate them, any students or former students. And it's a great opportunity to be really inspired by the wonderful job that different faculty members do. And it's a really fun committee to be involved in, very low commitment. I can't show you the chickens, but here's Kat Yama, and she would tell you all about it. If you have any questions, email her through my net ID, which is CJD259, and I'll put it in the chat. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions for Cody? Okay, next is the general committee.
Hi, so it's myself and Becca Harrison. She's not currently here. I believe she is the chair. But we meet with the deans of the grad school, and I'm still new to the whole situation. So there's not much that I can report on right now. We're working with the dean just to talk about the grad students and the concerns with COVID at the moment. So that's what we're doing right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Any questions for Stephanie? Okay. Next is the graduate school.
Thank you, David.
With Stephanie's permission, I'll just add that at the GC meeting last week, the General Committee of the Graduate School, which is the elected faculty body with two student voting members, Stephanie and Becca, they approved a new graduate field of integrated plant science, which will first off consolidate all the existing MPS degrees in the five affiliated programs with the School of Integrated Plant Sciences into a new graduate field so that administration of those MPS degrees will be done under one unit. And I think that's pretty cool, and I think the students will really like it. And everything will be more transparent and make a lot more sense from applying through completion of the degree. So I hope it was okay, Stephanie, that I mentioned that.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for serving. I'll just say that from the graduate school and with Dean Knuth being outgoing on Wednesday and Dean Catherine Bohr coming in on Thursday, we are just very excited and excited to welcome you to GPSA. Thank the executive and leadership. I just can't say departing or I'll start to tear up. So you just have to keep in touch with me. But we welcome the new executive and leadership as well. And David and others, we will be in touch about your first meeting that you're invited to with Dean, Vice Provost, and Dean Catherine Bohr.
Thank you very much. I'm very much looking forward to that. And don't worry, I'll make sure Andy is still here in many ways. So,
and you know, they don't let me prevent people from graduating. Apparently, they frown on that. But man, I'd like to keep a lot of you around for a very long time.
I believe the same. Thank you so much. Okay, are there any questions or comments on what was just raised? If not, then let's move on to the university assembly.
Sure, I can speak to that. So for those of you who may not know what the university assembly is, just as a quick recap, it is a shared governance body consisting equally of students, both undergrad and graduate, employee and faculty. So we have four representatives that sit on it that were elected in the spring in the UA. That includes me, Cody, Logan Kenny, and Andy from the law school. The new GPSC president, David, will also sit on there as well. So looking forward to it next week. So next week we'll be having our first UA meeting. However, this is only going to be voting members, because we'll be electing our new exec board as well as our committee chairs. And then the following week, most likely in the middle of October, is when we'll have our open UA meeting. So keep an eye out for that.
Okay, yeah, and we should also be in contact about the dates of these meetings so that I can be prepared and everything. So I look forward to being in contact with you, Jeff. Thank you. Okay, any questions for Jeff? Okay. Okay, seeing none, we will move on to the next section of our meeting, which is open forum. Would anyone like to take the floor for announcements, speeches, comments? please either announce yourself or raise your hand in the chat. Manisha, the floor is yours.
Hi, everybody. My name is Manisha. I know many of you, I don't know if all of you know me, but I am currently a sixth-year PhD candidate in computational biology. My cat is really excited about the scratching post right now. And I am currently serving as the graduate and professional student elected trustee. If you don't know what that means, Cornell is one of the few institutions that seats students as full voting members on the Board of Trustees. There are two of us, one of whom must be an undergraduate student, one of whom must be a graduate and professional student. Traditionally, we elect a new student elected trustee every spring. This past spring, we would have elected my replacement. And unfortunately, given everything that's going on, that election was postponed. We are restarting that election. And a consequence of reactivating that election is that we are reopening the call for candidates. So if your circumstances have changed, or you think, you know, you maybe weren't interested in it before, but now you are, you can still petition be a candidate for this election. A little bit of context about what some of the roles and responsibilities of this position entail. You are a full member of the Board of Trustees, which means you are expected to attend all Board of Trustee meetings. There are 4 full board meetings throughout the year. In addition to that, you also serve on a variety of both board committees and university committees. And so you may be expected to serve on, for example, the, what's the task force name? The mental health task force that is under Vice President Ryan Lombardi's office. You may be asked to search on search committees. There's several different things that you may be asked to do. But it's a really cool position. It's a really great opportunity to not only share your own thoughts about how the student body feels on various different issues, but also to just meet a ton of people. I have met so many incredible students, staff, faculty, alumni as a consequence of this position, and I really encourage anyone who's interested to run for the position. We are really, really hoping for a contested election. So if you have any questions or you just want to know more about the process, I am putting a link to the election procedures and the calendar in the chat. And if you would like to just ask me directly any questions, my NET ID is mam737@cornell.edu.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions for Manisha on this matter? Okay, thank you very much. Are there any, anyone else like to take the floor for open forum? Oh, I see a hand up. Kavya, you have the floor.
Hey, I don't, maybe this isn't the right time to bring it up, but I know there's a lot going on in the country for international students. There's a lot of visa regulations that are being thrown in jeopardy right now. Racially, the Breonna Taylor result came out, and that was a cause of huge concern and for a lot of people. So just, I guess, kind of throwing it out there, if there's issues that we can help with graduate students, then let us know. And we'll obviously be discussing things that we can do later, but I guess I just wanted to open the floor for people to talk about it if they needed to.
Yeah, thank you so much. Is there anyone else who would like to either share their thoughts or ideas about this question? So maybe Kavya, or I think Nicola, if you do have a, would you like to comment on this point?
Yeah, just going off of what Kavya said, I fully agree with her, and I think it's important that we tackle issues like this. So I do want to look into the procedural matters about going about this, but I do think that it would be important for the GPSA to draft a statement, particularly something that we can strongly get behind as a graduate student community. About what's going on with the current administration targeting international students, but also at large with the everything that's going on in this country right now.
Absolutely, and I would like to further my agreement on that matter. And maybe one thing we can do really briefly is just review some of the things that we can do and some of the steps that we can take, at least in the short term on this matter. I mean, I know one of the things we could do is just start by trying to gather information about whether there are groups on campus, people trying to engage in activism that would be interested in coming to speak to us first, give us some recommendations so that we're informed about what would be kind of a good thing for us to do as this assembly. I think that would also be an important first kind of step for us. If anyone knows people who are kind of involved in activism in any way, or are there any groups on campus who are interested in speaking to us? I think this would be a great time for that. If you have ideas, then contact either, you know, your voting members, or come directly to me or anyone on the executive committee. Maybe we can share ideas that way too. And then hopefully we can draft resolutions that are targeted to particular things that we really believe are important and affect our community, so that I think that'll give it some extra the weight in that sense. So Yeah, does anyone else have any comments? I see a hand up from Stephanie, you have the floor.
Yeah, so I have a question regarding the procedures if we were to invite other student organizations who are participating in activism, such as, and I'm just thinking, the Latinx Grad Student Coalition and perhaps BGPSA, what would be the procedure to have them speak to us at this assembly?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think I maybe have to throw this question to Andy because I'm still trying to learn some of these procedures. Andy, do you have maybe some thoughts on this or?
Yes, absolutely. That's a great initiative. And I think the invitation would have to be coming from us directly. If we want to get them on the agenda, then that would be Nick's job now to reach out to these organizations and say that we would love to have them at the assembly and have them talk to us. And if it's, it could be either to just talk about what they're doing or if they have something planned, just open up the floor for those organizations. So the invitation would have to be coming from us. And of course we have to be open to them not wanting to come as well. So yeah,
good question. And I guess just a follow up to that, when you mean us, would you mean the executive board?
Yes, more specifically Nick or David.
Right, so just to respond, I guess the best way that I think we could approach this is I'm going to send my NetID in the chat, and if anyone has any suggestions for groups or specific people that they would like me to invite, send them over. I'm going to bring them up to the executive committee as soon as we have our first meeting, but I am very much in favor of inviting as many people as we can get. I fully support any nominations that you guys might have. My NetID is ND398, and I'm going to type that in the chat. So feel free to send me an email.
Right. Thank you very much. That'd be very helpful. And so just so we're clear, the invitations would come from the executive committee, but we would not invite people to speak if we didn't feel like the GPSA was receptive if there wasn't demand to hear from people so that we could make decisions. So just hearing from, I think having speakers does not commit us to any particular action yet. It just means that it's a good starting point so that we build connections with different groups if they're interested in sharing their thoughts. If people really want to see particular action from us, we need to have a way for to hear from them. So thank you for that. That's a really important point. Okay, would anyone else like to speak? Okay, I think so. Before we wrap up, I just want to say I need to put my NetID into the chat so that you all know how to contact me. And I hope to, many of you are absolutely new to me, and I hope to hear from as many of you as possible, and I'll be reaching out to some of you as well. If you have any questions about me, my interests here in the GPSA, if you have ideas, I'm interested to hearing everything that you have to share about yourselves and why you're in the GPSA, what you think kind of changes you like to see in the GPSA. So my NetID is DD567. I got really lucky on this one because it's consecutive numbers. Oh, whoops, sorry, I sent it to the wrong person. To everyone, DD567.
David, I do have something to say before you move on.
Go ahead.
So I don't have the raise hand feature like Wendy.
But you don't? I just saw your hand up just a second ago. So I'm sorry. Maybe I just didn't see it.
No, it was the way when I had to improvise.
Okay.
So I guess I want to add that this is a whole new exec team with fresh new faces as well as a whole new administration. The administration that the previous exec team worked with is completely new as well. So we have Dean Bohr, and I guess they're going to hire a new dean of students, which is what we have constant communication with the administration. So I do want to ask the assembly for patience in matters of the GPSA exec team, the new exec team, and if you see the changes to how they do the meetings, that's completely normal, and we're actually encouraging that. Because this is a whole new opportunity to completely revamp how we do things. So if for those members that have been previously coming in to our GPSA meetings and see things that are different, that's okay. We expect that and we want that. Again, it's to re-energize the GPSA, and now is the perfect time for it. So yeah, I just wanted to say that. And yeah, so thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for that. And are there any other questions or comments from the forum? Okay, seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second, okay. Any objections? Okay, seeing none, meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much, and I look forward to, and sorry, I wasn't able to monitor the chat actively. If I missed something, please send me an email, and we'll try to make sure that I address all your questions in the next meeting. But until then, thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.